It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, with Dan the Voice Diker, Bill Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Kevin K-Ram Ramzo, on Frog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also sponsored by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Now here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. It is Saturday. Well, we've got a lot of racing going on, but really nothing at the La Crosse Speedway until next weekend. But we welcome you in anyways. I'm Radio Man Dan Diker. Along with me is the Penguin, Paul Reichert. I'm not sure where Doc is today. Where did he say he was going?
I'm not really sure either what he's up to today.
Kevin Ramsell is recovering because he was at Madison last night for their big ARCA Midwest Tour show.
Yeah, yeah.
What else did they have there last night?
602.
I know they had trucks.
And the 602 Outlaw Late Mile Tour.
That's right. And we're going to have to get into that maybe here later on in the program. And
yes,
we are being
yes.
brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. You can tell that I'm still dealing with this Bell's palsy because I have to actually lift my face up to talk to you. So it's kind of odd me looking
like
this.
Yeah, I know it is.
Oh, it's a broadcaster's dream. Just a broadcaster's
dream.
Never in my 34 years of broadcasting have I ever
never
had to do something silly like this.
They have to deal with something like this, no.
I'd much rather have a cold or be losing my voice than have to go through this kind of crazy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of racing going on this weekend. We have Dells Raceway Park getting it on tonight.
Yes.
Milwaukee Mile getting it on tomorrow.
Oh, yep.
And the Toma Sparta Speedway Hobby Fest.
Yes, Hobby Fest 3 taking place at Toma on Sunday. It's going to be a great show. Got all the racing action. The Bandos making up their earlier season rainout. So it's going to be a really tightly compact show.
And three champions going to
yes.
be crowned tomorrow at Hobby Fest,
yes.
as well as a Hobby yes. Fest champion.
Yes, not only that, the Bandos will wrap up their three-race series, crown their champion. The Mods will wrap up their championship. We'll talk about that later. And the Sportsmen will also decide their champion.
As I talk about the Dells Raceway Park schedule, I've got some homework for you because I did everything except find the CWRA point standings.
All
so you're
right.
going to find those for me. Dells Raceway Park tonight. Matter of fact, here in just a little bit this afternoon, the pit gates are going to open up at 1 o'clock. Practice gets underway for the CWRA Sportsman Bandits High School Racing Association, and the Dairyland Vintage Association is going to be racing. Qualifying at 4:30, racing is going to start at 6. They're going to run their heat races, their dashes, and a CWRA Super Late Model Wabak Classic. They're going to be running a 30-lapper of Dairyland Vintage, a 15-lapper, 18 for high schoolers, 20 for bandits, 25 for sportsmen's, and another 30-lapper for the CWRA. Wabak. What do you know about Mr. Wabak?
Marlin Shoes Wabak. Dick Trickle called him one of the greatest racers he'd ever seen. He won the National Short Track Championships in 1967. Of course, his son, let's not forget about Kurt, he's a successful outdoorsman, successful businessman now. Did dabble a little bit in racing, but the outdoor thing is his game now.
And why did you call him Shoes?
Ooh,
I know there's a nickname behind that.
That is a good question here.
Paul's going to Google search that right now.
By the way, CWRA points I got.
Yes. What are we looking at?
Eswine, 371, 67 ahead of Paul Payne, 73 ahead of Jeff Weinfurter, and 88 ahead of Bernhagen, and 80, 90 ahead of Corey. top five.
Weinfurt are looking for another championship, but Mark Eswine really has
first one,
has a stranglehold on that division right there. So you're going to look up why Mr. Walbeck is called Shoes. Again, Dell's Raceway Park tonight. It is the CWRA Walbeck Classic with the Super Late Model, Sportsman Bandits, HSRA, and the Vintage. The gates are going to be opening up shortly after 1 o'clock, and then tonight racing begins at 6, and they're usually done about 8, 8.30. They run a pretty good program here at the Dell's Raceway Park. And, of course, High School Racing Association today and tomorrow, and then their season's done, isn't it?
Well, they do have one more race Saturday at the Big Cheese Enduro at La Crosse.
Oh, that's right. We've got one division coming out there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
plus
right.
The minivans will be a part of that show before the Big Enduro happens.
And, of course, Saturday, September 3rd, you're going to want to get your tickets at DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get them in advance. They have the ARCA Jim Sauter Classic, and you and I have watched how that thing has just grown.
Yeah, see, even though this is only the second running, it has become a just as big a race as the Joe Shear Classic, I think.
And now, when is the Sauter Family Car Show?
Actually, right now,
I thought that was today because we're not going today. And I knew there was something we were going to go to,
but the autograph session is after we're done here at the top of the hour.
Now, are you going?
I might make a little stop. I'm on my way to Marshfield.
And what's at Marshfield?
They have the debut of a new organization called the National Crate Asphalt Late Model Series organization, I should say. They are going to run twin 55-lap features. This is for 602 and 604 crate motors. The brainchild of Joe Lewandowski from National Short Track Promotions and the one and only Gene Coleman of Coleman Racing Products up in Menominee, Michigan. They wanted to see about in the four-wheel way to get late model and super late models going here. So this is the very first race for that organization. That's been 2 years in the making, and looking forward to see what happens with that.
And we have some local flavor going to Marshfield, as you told me last week.
Yes, we do.
Know one was Brent Kirshner, our La Crosse Speedway late model point leader. He's going to be heading up
He's up there, and so is Nick Clements.
The Kachow number 8 of Nick Clements is going to be joining him as well. Who else did you know of locally-wise that's going to be there?
Let's see. We have Bryce Miller from the Midwest Truck Series.
Nice.
Ronnie Osborne, who's a rookie in late models, even won a race at Golden Sands earlier this year.
Ran some six-cylinder Atoma last year, and the Dells.
Marlon Walbeck. Marlon Bordentrager, I should say. There we go. Runs late models at the Dells. Let's see. Who else do we have? Kendrick Cryer, rookie in the late model class at the Dells.
I have yet to see him. I can't wait to him rest Oktoberfest.
I'd like to see him in action, yes. Last year's Midwest Truck Rookie of the Year and champion, Tristan Swanson, going to be in that. And also the Bennetts, Lightning Lowell and Blazin Brazen.
That's always good to see them run side by side.
Yeah.
Up at Wausau and, Marshfield, Golden Sands.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a good deal. A lot of big racing coming up today. And we hope you get out and support your local short tracks. Tomorrow, I got to do a wedding this afternoon and tonight. So there's no racing for me.
Yeah.
And then obviously busy again tomorrow with the Milwaukee Mile, Wisconsin State Fair Park tomorrow. It's the ARCA Menard Series, Big 8 Late Models, and the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series. We're going to talk about those guys later on as well. Big 8 Late Model point standings. It's Dale Nadestan leading rookie William Reese, Jerry Mueller, Stephen Shield, John Reynolds Jr. There's your top five. And the ARCA Tour is going to be led by Nick Sanchez, 3 wins on the year. Sammy Smith is also going to be there. He's got 2 wins. He's currently 7th in points. Taylor Gray is 3 wins, only 9 races in. He's got a pretty good winning percentage, sitting there at 9th. And Brandon Jones, I saw, was going to be there. He has 3 wins in 4 races.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Isn't that something else? But he sits 18th in points. I'm not sure if Mid-AM Stock Car Series driver Ron Vandermeer Jr. is going or not. I think he is. He is 27th, and he has 3 races in this year and 3 top 10s. Yes. So a big contingent of ARCA drivers are going to be there. And I've seen a good smattering of the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series. They're going to be there right now as well. Looking at the details there, grandstands opened up at 9 o'clock this morning. The Big 8 Late Models, tomorrow morning at 9. Big 8 Late Models will begin at noon, and the racing for the ARCA Menard Series begins at 2. Are you going to that?
The ARCA race?
Yeah.
No, since we got Hobby Fest going on.
I was just quizzing you. I was going to hear you say, then I was going to tell everybody, Paul's going to ditch us. And then, of course, champions. 3 champions will be crowned tomorrow at the Thomas Porta Speedway It's going to be Bandolero Champions. It's going to be the Sportsman Championship. It's going to be the Modified Championship. And Hobby Fest Part 3. Who won the first two, Paul?
Andy Moore won the inaugural running, and Chuck Eggley took the win in the last year after the unfortunate situation that happened last
disqualified.
Year.
Was it the top three or the top four?
Top four.
Yeah, Chuck Eggley is going to be back again. He was one of the early entrants on the list, and we're going to run down a lot of the pre-entrants that are in this thing right now, and you want to talk about the stars. Yeah, Arca Midwest Tour, you got the stars. Menard Series racing this weekend, there's your stars. 602, they're going to be running at Marshfield Stars. Big A late models. How about the hobby drivers that are going to be at Toma tomorrow? We're going to run down the list and let you know a little bit more about what we think. And later in the program, if we can get it in, the Oktoberfest race weekend schedule is out. We're going to dabble in that as well. Snick and Stay, Paul Riker and I are going to be right back. A lot of interviews coming up today. We're going to be talking with modified driver Larry DeVito. Can he get a championship away from the 15-year-old Weston Marthaler?
That's going to be
interesting. 6 points. Yep. That's going to be a good one tomorrow.
Close.
That's coming up next. The Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up...
Run, Walk, Ride for the American Diabetes Association, Saturday, September 24th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Lace up for the 5K run walk in the morning, then show your car, truck, or motorcycle for a $20 donation to the American Diabetes Association. In return, you'll receive $20 in rewards play and compete for a share of over $4,000 in cash, trophies, and prizes. Run, Walk, Ride, Saturday, September 24th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Get more at ho-chunkgaming.com.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back, race fans. Radio Man Dan Dyker, Paul the Penguin Reichert. You are tuned in to the Midwest Race Report on Bond Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, the Magnum.media app, and the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
And then on Mondays, we podcast it on Apple Music, we podcast it on Amazon Music, and we podcast it on Spotify as well as the radio station websites. Paul Penguin, we got a big race coming up tomorrow. It's Hobby Fest, of course, at Toma. 3 points championships. but one of them has been nip and tuck for the entire season.
Yes, especially in recent weeks here. Things have gotten really tight in the modified division. Larry DeVito's been looking great this season, has a feature win to go along with his Hobby Fest win from last year. He's the defending champion, don't forget. And Weston Marfler, this 15-year-old youngster from Minnesota, has made quite a race of it, and it's coming down to the finish line on Sunday.
Well, Larry DeVito's joining us on the program for the first time. Larry, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good, Dan. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Well, I thank you for, as an announcer, entertaining me and the entire race community as you have this entire season. Man, did you figure at race number one it was going to come down to one race, and that being a race being tomorrow?
No, I have not. I actually didn't even, going into the year, I didn't even consider even being in the lead, let alone, you know, now I'm 6 points out, but it's going to be one heck of a race Sunday.
Of course, you carried the point lead for pretty much the entire season. Weston Marfler, the 15-year-old out of Sauk Center, Minnesota, has been right there. He's got 4 wins. You've got a win, but your finishing order has been much better. And then all of a sudden, last weekend, Weston gets the sweep. He gets the qualifying, and he gets the feature race win. And you went from 1 point up to 6 points in the deficit. That's a part of what makes racing fun. Am I right?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. It's fun to have it this tight and this close. And Weston, heck of a kid. Really nice kid. The whole family's nice. The kid can drive. He's going to go places, so I'd keep watching out for him.
You know, I had Weston on the front straightaway during pre-race at Toma here about a month ago, and we were talking about the drivers that he's got to watch and the drivers he's got to race against. And right through the microphone, I don't know if you heard it during pre-race that night, he gave you a lot of credit. He's been watching you since the opening practice night, and that must feel pretty good to have a 15-year-old looking up to a guy that he's racing against.
Yeah, it does. I didn't know any of that was said. I wasn't able to hear any of that. But I thank him wholeheartedly for saying that.
And now becomes, go ahead.
That means a lot to me to hear somebody say something like that.
Yeah, out of all the drivers, he named you right off the bat. And I said, Weston, you know you're going to be chasing this guy until the end of the season. He goes, I tell you. He goes, I've been watching him. My dad's been watching him. My spotter's been watching him. And he said, if there's a guy we want to go against, it's going to be Larry. And here we are, 6 points out, 6 points out coming up tomorrow. Let's go back to the beginning, since we've never had you on the program. What got you interested in racing?
Well, this goes way back into like the 70s. My dad started racing back in the 40s. He used to race dirt race in Illinois at Santa Fe, and then we moved to Wisconsin. He was racing at Tomahawk Speedway. And so I've been around him my whole life. And I started racing in 86, which would be like the hobby class now. And it just, the passion, the love of it, watching my dad, growing up, watching my dad race, making friends, making a lot of memories, meeting a lot of new people. And so it just kind of stuck, you know. So it's a family affair for us. I race. My brother Rick races, my other brothers race, my sister races, my nephew in Illinois races, so it's a big family thing. We all kind of got into it. My kids were racing, Alec and Antonio. It's kind of a family thing of what we do.
You know, I miss Antonio racing because the way it comes out, Antonio DeVito, we nicknamed him the Pizza Man last year. Why isn't he racing?
He took the year off, concentrating on his job and his family.
Nicely
and
done.
Stuff. And that, I respect him for that. And I'm glad he grew up doing that instead of, you know, worrying about your family first and the race car and everything else comes second.
And see, Alec won the Hornet Championship. Has it been 2 years now or three?
2019, I believe he won the Hornet. Or 2018, I believe.
18. Yeah,
so 4 years ago already. Wow. Tell you, he is a blast. He came over to my house. Oh, let's see, when was that? That was either 2018 or 19 on 4th of July night, and slept in the yard And I tell you what, the destruction that me and my buddies and he and his girlfriend did with the fireworks, we thought we blew the alley up. He ever tell you that story?
No, he did not.
Yeah, ask Alec about the 4th of July Dykers about 3-4 years ago. That was probably 4 or 5 years ago now. And, oh man, that was a good time. We needed about 30 brooms and a couple of air blowers. We destroyed the alley. Wow. Jeez,
I'll have to ask him.
Now, we named him the Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah, yes, we did.
Because every time that he was done qualifying, he'd come through the grandstands. He'd have his racing suit on with the cowboy hat. And at the payout window, he had this big belt buckle. And the next week, and I called him that, he came up with the tower. He goes, dude, that is the best nickname ever. He goes, I like Glenn Campbell. I love that song. So that one stuck. That, you, I don't have one yet for, but it's coming, my friend.
It's coming. Well, I can't wait to hear what you're saying.
Paul, one thing that you were mentioning as well, and you wanted to ask Larry, was running against his brother Rick.
Oh, yes. Great brotherly rivalry between Rick and Larry. They're always very competitive, put on a good show. How did the competitive nature begin between you two get started?
Oh, that would go back to probably racing in the Dells in the like mid-90s, late 90s. We were both racing sportsmen's back then. And we made an agreement to each other that we race each other like any other competitor out there.
Nice.
Family doesn't come into play. It's you're just another racer on the track racing against. And that's the way we stuck with, and that's how we do it.
And I tell you, watching the mods come back to life, I mean, I've been at Toma on and off since 07, watching the life come back into the modifieds. I know all the drivers appreciate that, too, because you would think, oh, well, there's a points race going on. There's two brothers out here. Now they're going to block. So-and-so's going to take somebody of it because they're not in the points race. I've never seen that out of you or Rick or even Antonio. You guys were three family members in the truck at the same time last year. I've never seen that out of you guys, and that's much appreciated.
Yeah, we were raised that way. My dad taught us that if you're out there racing, no matter if you're family or not, you run your race and everybody else out there is just another competitor. You don't block for nobody. You run your race.
You know, you lost the point lead last week, which is, and this modified feature tomorrow is just going to be the biggest one of the entire year. I can't wait to get on the mic for this one. Last week, you picked the wrong time to watch Jesse Vian learn how to wheel a modified. You could not get around him to save your day.
The last two nights with him has been good racing. I mean, I'm glad to see him coming around and learn how to drive the car better. And that, you know, to me, I appreciate that. That looks good. I like to see people advance and learn and move forward in their career and get better as they go.
You know, Jesse's learning how to protect the inside line. You were forced to drive that outside line, especially 3 and 4 being awfully tough in Toma. Over the past 2 weeks, have you learned anything about the outside lane since you've been out there so much?
I learned I got to set my car up a little different to be able to take the outside line.
Mm-hmm.
So last time we raced, I was really tight on the outside, so I couldn't get into the gas when I wanted to. So I made a tough racing between us, which is good. I like that kind of racing. So I got to work on my setup a little bit and get it to handle better on the outer groove, because that's going to be where I'm going to have to make my passes at.
And, of course, the big question tomorrow is, you know, we've had 4 or 5, maybe 6 modifieds consistently. It's a Sunday race, so you might have a good amount of modifieds. Does that play into your favor, or does it matter at all?
To me, it don't matter at all. You know, I want to see more cars out there. It makes it a funner racing, makes it funner for the fans to watch. You know, makes tighter, closer racing, so it'll be good. It just makes you have to work a little harder and have to be a little more patient on your moves and, you know, try not to rough anybody up too much trying to get around them, you know. But, yeah, I would love to see, you know, a good 8-10 modifieds out there. That'd be pretty cool.
But the ultimate is it comes down to you and it comes down to Weston Marthaler. You could have 100 modifieds out there at the end of the day. It's only going to come down to the both of you, and we cannot wait to see how this thing's going to shape up. Larry DeVito's been one of the cleanest mod drivers I've seen out there in years. Rick does the same thing, and you and Weston have had some good races up against each other, and then you got Jesse Vian now coming into his own. Larry, before we let you go, let's talk about your sponsors. Who's helping you out in 2022?
Our bar we own, the Command Post Saloon and Grill in Camp Douglas, which we just purchased this February. SDS Race Shocks out of Jefferson. He builds all my shocks for my car. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have on the car.
You know, Paul, I've been invited several times by Alec DeVito to go to the Command Post yes. and eat. I've seen what their steaks look like. Now that the race season's kind of winding down, Larry, I want to let you know in advance when Paul and I get there and Doc get to roll up in that place, because we want our own corner, and you might want to keep the kids away from us while we dine.
All right. I will make sure you call in advance. I will reserve a spot for you guys.
There's going to be a lot of eating and some rough nature going on. Again, a Command Post Saloon Bar and Grill. Check that out. And look them up on Facebook, folks, because they always put their specials on there. And they don't use stock photos. They take pictures of what they're putting on there, because I watch it on a consecutive basis. And, Paul and I are going to be getting down here real quick. Larry DeVito, 6 points away from tying Weston Marthaler for the track championship. That race comes down tomorrow. Larry, congratulations on a great year, a clean year, and man, can't wait to watch you two run after each other tomorrow.
Thank you. Looking forward to Sunday's race. It'll be fun.
All right, modified driver Larry DeVito on the Midwest Race Report. More of the show is coming up next. It's being brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
7 years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. Scratch that. It's now 8 years in a row. You have once again voted us the best barbecue, best ribs, and best caterer in La Crosse County. It's truly a humbling experience. We continue to work hard to provide the very best food and service to any size group, catering, carryout, or dining in our restaurant in West Salem. We pledge you'll always get the best food and service, Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, a delicious mouthful.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Hi, this is Kevin from Toma Erie Credit Union, where we make lending easy. Make TACU your first stop to get pre-approved before you purchase your next vehicle, UTV, motorcycle, boat, or camper. Finance with TACU and get all the bells and whistles with rates as low as 2.49% annual percentage rate, plus gap insurance, warranties, and membership payment protection. Call, stop in, or apply online at TACUonline.com to get pre-approved today. TACU is federally insured by NCUA, membership eligibility required.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
Now back to Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, also the Magnum.media app, and Doc wanted me to play what we recorded for him
I'm not going to,
so you're going to do it again.
Okay.
And the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
That may be better than Doc's. I may have to cut his out and just insert yours from on out when you're not here.
Okay.
We've got a big race tomorrow. Of course, it's going to be Hobby Fest 3 at the Thomas Sparta Speedway. All of our regular divisions are going to be there as well. And three champions are going to be crowned. We've got Sportsman, which Dan Fry's got a 40-point lead. I think he's going to nail that down.
Yeah.
Modifieds, we've already heard that it's going to come down to 15-year-old Weston Marthaler and Larry DeVito. 6 points separates those two. And after they flip-flop points last week, we know how close that's going to be.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And then the Bandoleros are back again, which I didn't realize until last week they were coming back. But now this is from a rainout earlier this year, like the Legends did.
Yep, the Legends and Bandoleros both rained out back on the second program of the year, May 13th. Legends made up at the end of July, and they found a date for the Bandos, part of Hobby Fest. So we've got a jam-packed show.
And, of course, is this the third or fourth time Bandos have been here this year?
It feels like
they've been like five or six times,
doesn't
it?
This is the third time, just like the Legends.
Well, they have a three-way battle going on for the Thomas Sparta Speedway Championship. And, of course, they have a lot more races to do for the overall Bandolero Championship. Axel Oldenhoff leads. Easton Reedner is nine back. And our guest at West Salem, who's been on the program several times with his dad, is the junior silver slingshot. 12 points back for the Thomas Sparta Speedway crown. And that would be Bentley Thompson. Bentley, what's up, bud?
Not so much.
How's your summer?
Good.
You go to school here. Did you start school yet?
No.
Or did you start on Monday?
Monday, I think.
Yeah, because that's when the grandkids go and my house finally gets quiet. Man, how many races do you have left this year?
Seven, I think.
Seven races. How are you going to balance that in school? That's a whole lot of activity over the next 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Holy cow. All right, hey, how's your summer been so far racing-wise?
Good.
Good, or is it where you would like it to be, or could be better?
Could be way better.
All right, explain that. Well, how could it be better?
You get wrecked a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
I see your mom, Cassie's, post all the time, and I have to agree, you do get wrecked quite a bit. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, as the summer has gone on, you've steadily gotten better. Do you feel that?
Yes.
What areas do you think in your Bandolero that you've gotten better?
Restarts.
Okay. Now, how did restarts hurt you in the past? Just not coming up to speed, or what?
I was way too far apart.
Oh, when the group is coming out of four kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Mm. We see that all the time, though, Paul. Mm, it's not just you. I mean, how many times a lacrosse? Was it two or three times, and they're just going to make you go single file?
Yep. You got to stay together, get ready for the restart, and sometimes some people just can't keep up. I don't know. I don't know what their problem is.
Now, you've had how many races so far this year? Where to make them think? Is that 35? You've had 35 races already.
Wow.
Man, and seven to go. 42 total races. Aren't you tired?
Sometimes.
Jeff, are you tired? You're the one that does the driving, don't you?
No, I just ride. I make Cassie do all the driving.
Attaboy. As Doc would say, attaboy. There you go. You know, and Paul, kind of give your microphone over to him real quick here, because we touched on this last year. Jeff, when you had said that you were going to step out of your sportsman after many years, you wanted to devote your time, along with Cassie and Bentley, to hit the road like this. Did you realize it was a 42-race schedule when you first said, okay, we're going on the road?
No. It's felt like it's been way more. It's been a long summer, a lot of racetracks, a lot of good racing. The Bandos in itself is just fun, a lot more laid back. You know, we talk about a racing family. I don't think there is any bigger racing family than everybody in the Bandoleros. We all get along great. These kids go race hard, and then they're throwing footballs and hanging out with each other after the race, whether they wreck each other or not. It's a lot of fun, and I'm definitely glad to be doing it.
See, that's one of the reasons I used to love go-kart announcing. When you guys were there as well, is after the driver's meeting, they're throwing rocks at each other. They're kicking dirt on each other. Then they go race. And then they go get a hot dog. Then they chase each other through the pits. I mean, it's a growing up kind of a thing, even though I've seen adults do that at lacrosse and Toma as well, but on a different scale. And you look at the drivers at Toma. We've got 19 that have made an appearance at least once at Toma this year. You've traveled with every single one of those, and you've got a total of, 30-some all together in the entire group.
Yeah, it's about that. I mean, weekly, when we're racing weekly at Jefferson, we're averaging 35 bandos a night. I think our highest was 40 earlier this summer. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun when you get to travel with all those guys. We just got off the road of doing a four-dayer with Axel and them. And it's fun when you get a group like that. You go hang out at the hotels, travel together. It makes a lot of fun. You learn a lot. You get to know the family's real good, and like I said, it's just part of that racing family mentality.
You know, another guy we got to meet that we interviewed briefly during our first fan photo when the Bandoleros was there was Wyatt Dent. And the only reason we kind of pulled him aside is because he's from Colorado. It's kind of cool that you get to hang out with kids from all over the place.
Yeah.
What'd you learn about Wyatt? Is he a good kid?
Yes.
Would you see his eyes get big? I asked him, what are you doing in Wisconsin? Well, we don't really race much in Colorado, so we travel quite a bit. Now, see, you and Cassie, you're lucky. You're just going to run, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
To just think of Bentley goes, hey, I want to race in Colorado and Arizona next year. Then what?
No, he already has. He wants to go to Nashville. The plan is to go to Florida for Winter Nationals this February. We've talked about going to Vegas in beginning of November for the West Coast INEX Nationals. Just a points thing. I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, right now we're sitting 10th in the nation in points, second in state. So all these races definitely help go towards our national points. Yeah, it's just been a lot of fun.
Now, who do you trail for statewide points?
Axel Oldenhoff.
And how many points behind are you? Are you close?
Yeah.
30. Yeah, he's about 30 behind him or so.
And you've got 7 races left. You've got all kinds of time to try to capture him.
Yeah.
Would you believe, because we had you on to start the racing season on the radio this year, would you think that you'd be in the position now, going back to when we had you on the show back in April?
Probably not.
Man, that's incredible. Even Paul's over there kind of amazed right now that he's sitting here second in points. Big one coming up tomorrow, Toma Sparta Speedway. What have you learned about the Toma racetrack from maybe the first time you were there?
Pretty hard track.
Are you cornering better? Because I think the last time we talked, I think 3 and 4 was the one that you didn't like the most. You were just uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
Are you getting better at that?
Way better.
And I'll tell you what, the last Bandolero race, if memory serves me correctly, you didn't qualify too well. Heat race, you were kind of right there. But the feature race, I think there was, 5 or 6 to go, and you came out of nowhere. And it was dark, and I saw where your mom and everybody sitting at, and they usually stand when they watch you race, but I could hear the noise getting louder. What was it in the last part of that last race that told me you just put your foot into it, man, and I think you had a solid top 3, if memory serves me correctly.
Mm-hmm.
What was it that just, did your car just come around, or what was it?
Yeah. Well, I got, pushed down onto the old track, then had to make my way up there.
That's hard to do, to come off that old track. Jeff, you've done that.
Yeah, been there. And
you get pushed on that old track. That's hard to come on.
Yeah, I remember seeing him get down there. I'm like, oh, just ride it out till the front stretch. I didn't need him to come off in 3 and 4 and have someone. But, yeah, I mean, he fell all the way to dead last and drove back up to 4th through the field. I mean, we went caution-free that whole race. So, I mean, yeah. He was drove the heck out of that thing to get back up to the front. A few more laps, I think we would have
got top three,
been right up there.
Yeah, I think if there'd have been 3 left, watching how he was using up 3 and 4, he would have had a top 3, because I'll tell you what, he was moving. even mom, he was moving. But I saw Kat, the more the laps are closing, the more her arms are getting up in the air, a little bit more higher in the air, because she knew he was coming on. And man, that was a good race to call. Championship time tomorrow. You're going to be trying to chase down Axel Oldenhoff and Easton Reedner, and that's 2 tough kids right there.
Yeah, it is.
What's it going to take for you to maybe get a win tomorrow and maybe try to get a championship at Toma?
A lot.
A lot? Mm-hmm. He seems determined, though. He's got that look still.
Yeah, I think we just work on our qualifying, hope everything goes our way. We'll be sitting all right. I mean, top 3, can't complain. I mean, finish top 3 at Toma, top 3 at the Dells. I mean, that's where he got his first feature win this year. It's been a struggle at times through the year. We've had a rough summer, and it's finally going the right direction when it needs to.
Bentley Thompson going to get it on tomorrow with the Bandoleros and Hobby Fest. You got a ton of sponsors, young man, that you want to graciously thank.
Yep. The Drink Doc, Pepsi and the 608, Epic Media, MBM Logistics, Arneson Automove,
Stutzman and Son Construction,
Contractor Supply of West Salem,
Legacy Painting
and Sandblasting, 608 Graphics, J&L Collectibles, JLJ Trucking, Smiley Repair,
Rogue Rental,
In the Frame.
And that's a ton of sponsors. That's nice, too.
Yeah.
Paul, what are your sponsors? Bentley's got you beat.
Yeah, but can he match Paul Finch's sponsors?
Paul's got like 17 pages worth. Yeah. Bentley Thompson out of West Salem is currently sitting third in Thomas Speedway points. He's 12 behind Axel Oldenhoff, and he's 3 behind Easton Reedner. So he looks like he could end up with a top 3 in Thomas this year, and he's still looking at a top 2 and a possible championship. Buddy, it's good to have you on the program. Enjoy the rest of your racing summer, and get ready for school.
Okay.
He didn't like the last part, of course. Bentley Thompson, he's going to be a part of the big show tomorrow at the Thomas Sports Speedway as we bring in the Bandoleros for Hobby Fest. Stick and stay. The Midwest Race Report continues on, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Do you need cash? Do you need cash for gas? Now you can have a chance to win both during Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells 65K Cash-O-Lean Giveaway. Fridays in September, register for kiosk drawings for up to $4,000 in cash and up to $500 in rewards play and gas. Earn entries all month long, and remember, the more you play, the more chances you have to win. It's the 65K Cash-O-Lean Giveaway. Fridays in September at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Planning on a special event? Why not make it something easy for you and memorable for your guests? Hi, Jerry here from Big Boar Barbecue and Catering. No matter the size of your party, from 5 to 500, we can handle it. Graduation parties, anniversaries, retirement parties, family gatherings, even wedding receptions. There's a reason we're voted the best caterer in La Crosse County year after year. Give us a call. We'll help you design a menu to remember. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer at Toma Area Credit Union. I am here to help you with all of your home loan needs, whether you are looking to purchase, refinance, build your dream home, or take out a home equity line of credit. TACU is ready to roll out the welcome mat, so call, stop in, or apply online at tacuonline.com to find yourself right at home with a mortgage from Toma Area Credit Union. TACU is federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Membership eligibility is required.
Oh, here we go. Door handle to door handle. Back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back to the Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, the Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
And we're going to podcast it on Monday. Again, that's going to be on Apple Music, Amazon Music, and on Spotify. We are presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also want to thank the folks at Pizza Villa, downtown West Salem and Sparta. Dells Raceway Park, we'll talk about their schedule coming up here in a little bit. Big Boy Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem. I could use some burnt end right now. Silverado Saloon, downtown West Salem, post and pre-race headquarters. Gretchen Clements, Century 21. Todd and the gang, TACU, Toma Area Credit Union. Toma's part of Speedway, the Comfort Inn on Alaska, the Midwest Race for Connection, and J&L Collectibles. So we've got the big one coming up tomorrow, Paul. It is Hobby Fest Part 3.
Yes, it's going to be a great show coming up, a full slate. Mod Sportsmen, Hornet Six Shooters, High Schoolers, Final Race, the Bandos Final Race of the Year, and, of course, the Hobby Stocks coming all over from a three-state region from almost a dozen different tracks. It's going to be a great show.
Three champions will be crowned after a long, grueling race season. Youngsters are going to be taking center stage tomorrow in the Bandoleros. As you heard earlier in the program, Axel Oldenhoff has a 9-point lead over Easton Reedner and a 12-point lead over Bentley Thompson, one of our guests. That's going to be interesting with those three.
Oh, yes. That's going to be a great show. Easton, of course, won the last feature for the Bandos at Toma, and he's been showing some great efforts here. So.
And that was his first ever win at Toma.
Yes, his first ever win. Yeah, that was a great victory for Easton.
Modifieds, as you just heard a little while ago, they've gone back and forth the entire year. It's 15-year-old newcomer Weston Marthaler out of Sauk Center, Minnesota. Yeah. And he leads Cam Douglas's Larry DeVito by 6 points. Larry had a 1-point lead heading in last weekend, and he got stuck behind the up-and-comer Vian, and man, he's got a 6-point deficit, which can be picked up really quickly. The thing with Marthaler, 16 years old now, he ran the modified a little bit last year at some other racetracks and a Legends car. Remember, he wrecked hard earlier this season.
Yeah, at the Tim Ryan Memorial there, the last lap collision with him and Brad Wilds, That, and of course, DeVito was the beneficiary of that. He ended up claiming the victory in the Tim Ryan Memorial.
So things are going to go backwards as we head into this tomorrow. Also, we're going to crown a sportsman champion, and Dan Fry with Zach Racing leads Troy the Canman Dobrotz by 40. And I like Dobrotz's new car this year. I like blue and white he's got down there.
Oh, that's a good looking car,
Jay Raines was already crowned minivan champion in the rain last weekend, and Mike Grotz took home the Chaos Championship honors. Here's some tidbits of information as we head into Hobby Fest tomorrow. First off, it was $500 to win.
Yes.
Okay, now I want you to do some math here because there is an ultimate prize that one driver could get, okay? So write down $500. Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series got a hold of me on Wednesday. They've kicked in $100 for the winner.
$600.
So now we're at $600. Yep. Epic Media has added a $200 bonus to Hobby Fest. The Epic Media Rookie of the Race will take home an additional $200 bonus in addition to the payout from the track. In order to be eligible for the Rookie of the Race, the driver may not have started the A-Main in either Hobby Fest 1 or 2.
Yep.
And if a first-time Hobby Fest driver wins Hobby Fest 3, they will be eligible to take home the $600.
Yes.
So now we're looking at $800 to win. On top of that, the top Toma car in qualifying gets $500. An anonymous donor has stepped up.
Yes, I've heard about that,
To be considered a Toma car, you must have raced there in 2022 at least 4 times.
Yes.
So now you're looking at $1,200 to win. And there's contingencies out there.
Yes, there's lots of contingency awards, so that's really going to be a windfall for somebody.
There's cash, there's gift certificates, brand new car parts. I mean, somebody could walk onto this thing rich. The other cool thing that this anonymous donor is doing is they're doing $300 for the top Jefferson car in time.
Oh, really?
Same rule applies. Must have raced Jefferson in 2022 at least 4 times. So $500 to the top Toma car in qualifying.
Yep.
$300 to the top Jefferson car in qualifying, meaning that to win is still about $1,000.
Yeah, that's a pretty big payday for a hobby stock race.
When's the last time you saw a payday like that?
Never have.
All right, here's some of the drivers that have already put their names in, and you're going to give me a couple of comments on these drivers.
Okay.
Let's see. Making his second Hobby Fest attempt, Tucker Bodendorfer out of Muskego.
Former Bandolero
Rookie of the Year.
Former Bandolero racer. He's had a pretty good run here. He's been running at Jefferson, too, and he might have a chance to pull this off.
A driver with 20 years' experience. In his driver sheet accomplishments box, all it says is Have Not Won Hobby Fest. Dave Troot.
Yes, Dave looked like he might have a chance last year, but you can't count him out no matter what he's racing, so he's got a shot.
How about the third from the Jorgensen Racing Staple? It's Jimmy Jorgensen.
Oh, yes, Jimmy. He's had a couple of runs, nice runs at Toma earlier in the season, and regular competitor at Elko, and he might have a shot at that.
What about Bud? Oh, Brandon Riedner.
Yeah. He beat Andy Moore in two features last year. He's won the feature already this year. He won the Enduro back in September last year, so he's definitely one to watch.
Chase Wangsness out of Jefferson, yes, making his Hobby Fest debut, yep, a former Bando star.
Yes, he's definitely shown he's got what it takes to race in the Hobby Stock, so he might be a sleeper to watch.
What about Elkhorn, Wisconsin's Brandon Johnson? This will be his third Hobby Fest.
Yes, he's been a veteran of this thing, so maybe he's got the right setup and could pull it off. You never know.
I think a lot of people are going to be watching the number 20 out of Wausau, Jevon Garowski.
Oh, yes.
2018 State Park and Jefferson Bando Champ. 2019 Jefferson Speedway Bando Champ.
Yes.
2021 Hobby Stock Rookie of the Year at Jefferson Speedway.
Oh, yes. He's definitely accomplished as a Hobby Stock racer, and he might be aware. He finished third last year after everything that happened, so he might be ready to step it up and claim a victory.
Last year's champion, the number 22, Chuck E-I-E-I-E-I-O Eagley.
Yes. Chuck had a surprise win and put in his lap, and hey, you never know. He might be able to claim a victory without any help this year.
Another one that if he gets to the outside and starts passing cars, you better be put on a wire, and that's the 2022 LaCrosse Speedway Hobby Stock champion, Charles Vianz Jr.
Yes, Charles has been many battles with Andy throughout the season at Toma, so this is just going to be another chapter in that clash between them.
And following him, his buddy, Mike Krieger Jr.
Oh, yes. Mike's been a great competitor. He really gave it to Charles for the Hobby Stock Championship at LaCrosse, and he's always a threat to win as well.
How about two drivers making their debuts? Andy the River Rat Mueller and Lee Howard out of Baraboo.
Oh, yes. Andy's had some good efforts, put in some good races there. Lee, I believe, back in racing after being away for quite a while, and he came to Toma earlier this year, got to learn the track, so you never know. He might pull it off, maybe.
Shelby Lockington picked up her first ever feature race
finally,
win last weekend. What would the crowd do if she won Hobby Fest?
They'd probably tear down the grandstands, probably.
You would hear the noise all the way from Toma to Mindoro.
Probably, yeah.
Alex Rude's back again. Alex Rude is another one. 2019 Hobby Stock Rookie of the Year at Toma and LaCrosse and the 2022 champion at Toma.
Yes, he's been a very successful racer here at Toma, so you never know. He could pull it off as well.
Let's see. Making his second Hobby Fest start is Chris Woo Flaherty from Whitewater.
Oh, yes. Another Jefferson regular. He's had some good efforts in the Hobby Fest and could pull off something big in this one.
And another one, she does have a win at Toma. And the former Columbus 151 Speedway, Jamie Tate.
Oh, yes. Part of the Tate family there, and they've been a very impressive team in the Jefferson, and they could pull it off there, so who knows.
Hobby Fest is tomorrow. Gates open at 12 and racing starts at 2, right?
2 o'clock, yep.
I would hope so. I don't want to be late.
No, you don't want to be late for this.
Go to TomaSportsSpeedway.com, find out more information on the schedule, or check out their Facebook page. There were like 30 cars pre-registered, so we just gave you a smattering of the ones they've already put together. And we expect a whole lot more tomorrow. When we come back, we are going to get into Paul's little segment called the Reichert Race Rewind.
And we have some championships to talk about.
Oh, I can't wait. This is the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21.
Don't settle for average.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the three-night late model triple crown, the big eight late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
Hello, race fans. This is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union and proud sponsor of the Toma Sparta Speedway. We believe in supporting our communities, local organizations, and developing strong relationships with our members. Are you able to get local decisions or even sit down and talk with the president of your financial? If not, it may be time to become a member at TACU. We are located right here in Toma to help you with all your financial needs. Stop in and feel the TACU difference, and I'll be seeing you at the races. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Planning on a special event? Why not make it something easy for you and memorable for your guests? Hi, Jerry here from Big Boar Barbecue and Catering. No matter the size of your party, from 5 to 500, we can handle it. Graduation parties, anniversaries, retirement parties, family gatherings, even wedding receptions. There's a reason we're voted the best caterer in La Crosse County year after year. Give us a call. We'll help you design a menu to remember. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska.
Get ready. Here comes the Penguin. It's time for Reichert's Race Rewind on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
And thank you, sexy voiceover chick. Let's take a look at the racing action from this past week. We'll start with the Super Dirt Car Series Big Buck Mod Bides at Weedsport, New York on Monday. Jimmy Phelps claiming the win. Tuesday, they were at Central Square, New York. Matt Shepard claiming the win. The NASCAR Pinty Series went dirt racing at Oswegan, Ontario, Canada. Trayton Lapsevich, Caden's brother, claiming the victory there. Thursday, 141, the Captain of the Creek, the fourth running of that race taking place. $10,000 win for the IMC Sport Mods went to Jacob Zellner. Dubuque, a special Thursday show with the Mars Light Models. Chris Simpson, the winner. Ryan Dumay won the IMCA Modified feature. At State Park, Justin Mondyke claiming the Super Late Model feature win. At Kokona, Jeff Van Odenhoven claims the Super Late Model win. Points get a little tired between him and Dalton. And Evan Beatty won the Late Model feature. NASCAR Wayland Modified Tour, Thompson, Connecticut. First win in a while for Craig Lutz. And the Super Dirt Car Series was at Canandaigua, New York. Matt Shepard claims his second win of the week. Friday at Grundy, DJ Waltmeyer won the Super Late Model feature. Madison had their season championships. They got one feature in. Zach Rillo was victorious in that one. The second one got rained out. Zach Riddle probably claimed the bounty on himself and won the championship as well. At Toma, Weston Marthaler won the modified feature as fourth of the year. Only 6 points ahead of Larry DeVito going to the finale. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Dundee, New York. Brent Marks the winner. ARCA ran at Watkins Glen. Brandon Jones took the win. Jonathan Davenport won the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Night 1 at Batesville, Arkansas in the Topless 100. POWR Midgets at Charleston, Illinois. Kenan McIntosh the winner. The USAC Silver Crown Series at Gateways Friday night. Cody Swanson the winner. And the World of Outlaw Late Models at Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania at Williams Grove went to Shane Clinton. Saturday, Championship Night at Cedar Lake saw A.J. Demo win the NASCAR Late Model feature, Pat Doerr the championship, Matt Lear his first NASCAR Modified feature win in a while, A.J. Roshan claiming the championship, and Lance Hofer won the USRA Late Model feature, Dylan Kromschrader won the championship, Jim Chisholm won the USRA Modified feature at Deer Creek, Billy Moen and Jake Ryan split the twin features for the NASCAR Late Models at Elko, at Shawano, Todd Frank from Iowa won the Late Model feature, his brother was second, and Andy Carl, another first-time winner alert in the IMCA Modified All-Star Circuit of Champions at Vernon, New York. Justin Peck, the winner. AMA Pro Motocross at Mechanicsville, Maryland. Eli Tomac and Chase Sexton, the moto winners. Jason Anderson, the overall. Tanner Reef won the ARCA Menards West race at Monroe, Washington. And that was the 1,000th race for the West Series overall. That's pretty impressive. Crate Racing USA Dirt Late Models at Sonoya, Georgia. Jason Weissen claiming the win. IRA Sprints at Wilmot. Jordan Goldsberry the winner. John Namport won the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Night 2 of the Topless 100 at Batesville, Arkansas. Kenan McIntosh wins again the POWRI Midgets, this time at Macon, Illinois. Southern All-Stars at Sweetwater, Tennessee. Dalton Cook the winner. Southern Super Series ran at Watermelon Capital Speedway in Cordele, Georgia. Corey Haim the winner. World of Outlaw Late Models at Hartford, Ohio. Devin Moran the winner. And the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars. Well, they are at Jackson, Minnesota for the Jackson Nationals. Thursday got rained out. Friday's action got postponed to Saturday afternoon. Logan Schuchar claimed the win there, and the big show on Saturday night was won by Carson Macedo. Sunday at Angel Park, it was Jake Newman won the Badger Midget feature. Jake Blakehurst won the IRA Sprint feature. ARCA ran Springfield, Illinois. Jesse Love the winner. Race got cut short, though, by a big wreck that involved Michael Kofi, who was battling left for the lead. Big wreck on the front straight. Bryce Hogberg ended up on his roof there. Hopefully you've seen the video of it. And NHRA was at Brainerd, Minnesota. Yeah. Top Fuel was won by Steve Torrance, and Bob Tasker the third wins again in Funny Cars. And that'll do it for this edition of Records Race Rewind. And now, here's Dan with the latest on the local racing front.
Thanks, Paul. Surprise, this is Kevin Ramsdell in for Dan Dyker with your Friday night recap. Casey Johnson battled side-by-side with Ty Majewski for five laps until taking over the lead with eight laps to go to win the Howie Liddle Classic ARCA Midwest Tour race at Madison International Speedway. Johnson not only won the $5,000 top prize, but also collected a $5,000 bonus for winning both Midwest Tour events at MIS this season. Austin Nason was second, with Majewski falling back to third. Chester Ace picked up another Midwest Truck Series victory at Madison on Friday night, holding off Daniel Bean and James Swan for the victory. Tom Carlson won the 602 late model feature at Madison, with Ray Hellenbrand in second and Bryce Miller in third. Midwest Tour will be back in action at Dells Raceway Park this Saturday night with the annual Jim Sauter Classic. They will pay $15,555 to the winner. Don't forget, Hobby Fest is tomorrow afternoon at Toma Sparta Speedway, with racing action underway at 2 p.m. Stay tuned, the rest of the show is coming. You're listening to the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Run, walk, ride for the American Diabetes Association, Saturday, September 24th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Lace up for the 5K run walk in the morning, then show your car, truck, or motorcycle for a $20 donation to the American Diabetes Association. In return, you'll receive $20 in rewards play and compete for a share of over $4,000 in cash, trophies, and prizes. Run, walk, ride, Saturday, September 24th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Get more at ho-chunkgaming.com.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
There's the white flag, just one more lap for the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Welcome back one more time to Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. I am the voice, Dan Dyker. That is Paul and the Penguin Reichert. We have no clue where Doc is today. Kevin Ramsell, I think, had to work, so I think we held our own pretty well.
I think
well.
We did a pretty good job. Yes, we did.
Larry DeVito, what an impressive interview that was.
Yeah, he's impressive on the mic and on the track.
For a first-timer, nicely done. Here is your racing schedule for the weekend. Dells Raceway Park pit gate opens in about, five, six, 7 minutes at Dells Raceway Park. Practice from 2:30 to 4 tonight. Qualifying at 4:30. Racing is at 6. It's the CWRA Super Late Model Walbeck Classic. 2 30-lap features. Sportsman, Bandits, HSRA, and Vintage. That is one heck of a lineup.
Yes, it is. It is one great show.
Also, tomorrow at the Milwaukee Mile, it is the ARCA Menard Series, the Big 8 Late Model Series, and our friends with the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series. If I didn't have plans tomorrow, Paul, I would be announcing back at the Milwaukee Mile, especially with my Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series. I've been their voice for many years. And then the big one, Hobby Fest 3. You've got the deets on that one.
Oh, yes. Pit gates open at 9 o'clock. Practice begins at 10. Gates open for the fans at noon. Qualifying starts at 12:25, and we go green at 2.
Who's your pick to win Hobby Fest?
Okay.
Because I'm not going to. There are just too many talented drivers.
Too many.
And you have that many cars. That much money on the line of contingency prizes, I can't even give you a guess on who could win that.
It's going to be interesting. I'm actually going to go with one of the visitors.
He's thinking hard, folks. I can see the veins busting on his head.
Yes.
He's thinking. While he's thinking, La Crosse Speedway. Oh, my goodness. We actually have races remaining because we haven't talked about them in quite a while. September 3rd is the 200-lap Big Cheese 4-cylinder and 6-cylinder Enduro. And, Paul, we have some support classes September 3rd.
Both the minivans will crown their champion with the final race of the year and also the final race for the high schoolers taking place as well.
Night of Destruction at La Crosse Speedway, September 10th. Do we have any support divisions that night? We used to run the Hornets, but we don't know.
Maybe the Street Stocks.
We'll have to dig into that schedule, September 10th. And then the big one, Oktoberfest Race Weekend, 53rd Annual, the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th of October. We're going to get into that schedule a little bit more Doc comes back next week and with Kevin.
Yes.
All right, who did you come up with for Hobby Fest?
I'm going to go with Bud.
You're going to go with Bud Reedner.
Yes.
He won earlier this year at Toma.
And he won the Enduro, remember, last year, the Daytona 200 Enduro last year. So I'm going to go with Bud.
Thing is, it's going to depend on qualifying off the bat.
Yeah, that's true.
And how far, I don't know what the invert's going to be, but it's going to be how far you start behind that invert and who's actually starting maybe two or three. I mean, if you get a guy like Andy Moore, Charles Wyand Jr., Dave Troot, Robbie Rocks, you get some of these guys like that, maybe some Robinsons. I know there's going to be a Robinson at a Boyd up here. There's got to be
one there, yeah.
Maybe Robbie.
Yeah.
If they're sitting in front of you, good luck. Because they know how to play defense. There's a lot of years of experience right there, and they all know how to get around Toma.
Yeah, they definitely do. When it's going to be quite a show here. Who knows who's going to claim the victory, but that's going to be a fun race to watch, as always.
Going to be a good one. Hey, for Kevin Ramsell, Doc Niles, don't know where he is, he's probably camping or something. He's the Penguin Paul Riker, my good friend. I'm the voice radio man, Dan Dyke. I want to thank you for joining us on this week's edition of the Midwest Race Report here on Bond Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle. I want to thank Larry DeVito and Bentley Thompson for stopping by and kicking it with us as well. We will see you tomorrow at the Toma Sparta Speedway. Good luck to those folks that are down at Dells Raceway Park tonight. This is the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Today's report is also brought to you by Big Four Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.